Turkey bans social media accounts over illegal gambling ads. The Advertising Board of Turkey has announced the blocking of 30 social media accounts in its jurisdiction for advertising illegal betting and gambling sites. The decision targets accounts on platforms like YouTube and other social media profiles that encourage people to join live betting sessions and promoted gambling activities. The board's review showed these accounts shared content that directly invited users to gamble, breaking rules set in the Regulation on Commercial Advertising and Unfair Commercial Practices and the Consumer Protection Law. This kind of promotion often features tips on betting odds or links to unauthorized sites, drawing in viewers who might not fully understand the risks. The ministry has given the account owners a chance to delete the offending material. If they do not, the accounts will face a full shutdown. This case builds on earlier enforcement actions by Turkish authorities to combat illegal gambling. In June 2025, Turkish police detained 10 social media influencers for sharing online gambling content. Gambling rules in Turkey. Turkey has long kept tight controls on gambling to limit its spread. Casinos closed down in 1998, and online gambling outside state-approved options became illegal in 2006. Legal options remain limited to the state lottery, Milli Piyango, and a few licensed betting services, some available online. Even so, illegal gambling thrives, particularly around professional football matches, where fans place bets through hidden networks. Authorities argue that the stringent rules help prevent addiction that affects individuals and their loved ones, while also stopping money from leaving the country through unlicensed operators. In 2024 alone, officials closed access to 233,000 illegal gambling websites as part of ongoing efforts to shut down these operations. This figure represents a sharp increase from the previous year. Implications for users and platforms. This ban highlights Turkey's push to clean up online spaces, but it also raises questions about digital freedom. Social media companies must now respond faster to remove banned content or face fines and slower internet speeds in the country. For everyday people, the move could reduce exposure to tempting ads that lead to risky behavior, potentially helping those vulnerable to addiction.